My guest at this time is retired U.S. Army Major General Bob Dees. He is now chairman of the Ben Carson for President campaign. For the next few moments, we'll learn how the Carson team sees the state of the 2016 race and what their plan is to return to the top tier in the coming days and weeks. And General, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, it's good to be with you.
Well, the early part of the calendar, there were a couple of states that Dr. Carson expected to do well in, and early on in the polls was doing very well in, mainly Iowa and South Carolina. Ultimately, he finished fourth and sixth place, respectively. So going from here, where do you see the best chances for him to reverse those fortunes?
Right. Well, we're interested in the Super Tuesday results, obviously. And
sure.
The interesting thing, we're seeing so much grassroots support in all the states. And you recall in South Carolina and Nevada, you know, we're not talking large margins of difference. And we're seeing a pretty amazing resurgence on some of our social media and our fundraising and things. So there's a lot of pent-up enthusiasm out there, and folks are voting with their feet everywhere but the polls. And so we're hopeful that it will reflect in the polls as well, and we recognize that needs to happen sooner rather than later. And as Dr. Carson would tell his supporters, if not now, then when, and if not us, then who, to promote Dr. Carson's unique message as a non-politician and as a non-establishment person who truly represents we the people.
So looking ahead to Super Tuesday, 14 states in the mix. What states do you expect to do well in and potentially even compete for the victory?
Well, I don't know where we might compete for the victory. That's hard to project. I think I was just noticing polls in Texas. We're polling a bit better in Texas than some, and we expect that to rise. The other states on March the 1st, I wouldn't make a prognosis right now. Obviously, we got Oklahoma. We've got some pretty good ground game in Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Vermont, Virginia. Really the southeastern states would be more fruitful territory than Vermont, for instance, but we just don't know. The goodness about Dr. Carson's grassroots support is that it's really across the country, and sometimes we wish you were in one state concentrated, so you win one state and you get all those delegates at once. But the reality is that that's not the way a grassroots movement of we the people seems to work. And so we have passionate, not just fans, but believers in every state of the union and the territories. And so how do we equate that? How do we translate that into actually action at the polls and being able to move the meter on the electoral outcome in any given state is a challenge, but we're working it hard.
General Dees, so when it comes to the way this campaign is shaping up, there's more than one outsider, at least more than one person claiming to be an outsider in this race. There's more than one person coming from the private sector, yet, of course, those candidates could not be more different. So you mentioned the unique message that Dr. Carson's bringing to America. Real quickly, crystallize what you think it is about his message that separates him from the other candidates.
Well, first, I think he is the only true outsider to suggest that Donald Trump is an outsider is a bit duplicitous, because inside politically and inside with the buying influence and this and that has you know, that's just a matter of record. So now, related to his unique message, I think Dr. Carson is the only one in this campaign who has been on every rung of the economic ladder in America, and who best understands moving from a state of potential dependency climbing the ladder of opportunity and experiencing the American dream. That's certainly unique. Also unique, while many people have a difficult time understanding this, out of all the candidates, he has unique leadership and decision-making experience, which makes him best suited for commander-in-chief. I mean, just consider who's had more 2 a.m. calls than Dr. Ben Carson. Just consider who's dealt with more life-death scenarios. Consider who's truly steady in a crisis. And the question we have to ask the American people are, do we want volume or do we want values? Do we want wisecracks or do we want wisdom? You know, do we want wild proclamations or do we want common sense policy solutions? To Dr. Ben Carson, that's been his hallmark, to include standing in front of President Obama at the National Prayer Breakfast. So, you know, Dr. Ben Carson is a American national treasure, and the more we can get that word out to the people of America, the more they immediately appreciate who he is and recognize him as a unique candidate.
like most campaigns, this has been a pretty rough and tumble process, and Dr. Carson's instinct obviously is not to go negative, but does he need to swing a few elbows in the coming days here to get more attention to himself or to contrast himself with the other candidates and point out why he thinks the others would not be as good of a president?
Well, I think he's always willing and able and will increasingly point out policy distinctives. And, you know, some people wave their hands around policy, talk around it, but truly can't deal in the details. So he's quick to do that. That said, Dr. Carson will never change his character because that's who he is. He will never make personal attacks. And frankly, at the debates, to include tonight's debate, I would not expect him to attack anyone, but if there's a lot of gladiator joust, it might become obvious to the American people who the real adult in the room is and who the real person that can lead America in a positive way towards healing and revival would be, and that's Dr. Ben Carson.
Obviously, given the fact that he's still in this race, he believes he can and ultimately will be the nominee. Is there anyone left in the field he particularly doesn't want to be the nominee?
No, I don't think he would. I wouldn't identify anyone, nor would he at this point. I don't think he's out to get anybody, so to speak. Frankly, it's a democratic process. And so there's a lot of pundits that would say John Kasich ought to get out, or Ben Carson ought to get out, or Ted Cruz ought to get out of the race so that my guy can win. We have a democratic political process, and we ought to follow it rather than trying to preordain who's going to survive the gauntlet because somebody in a smoke-filled room thinks that so-and-so ought to be the nominee, and therefore everybody else needs to get out.
And we'll give you credit for that. You're the only one in that mix of candidates other than Donald Trump who has not argued that every result means that the other guy needs to drop out. One of the things that a lot of folks think may have dented the doctor's numbers in Iowa and perhaps elsewhere is once the headlines late last year turned to ISIS and foreign policy, and they wondered whether he was up to that. You talked about his ability to handle the 2 a.m. call, the ability to stay calm in a crisis. You obviously have great military experience. I'm sure you've advised him on a number of issues. For folks who are wondering about his foreign policy credentials, what do you know about him and his grasp of the issues right now that can give them an idea of what he would be like as commander-in-chief?
Yeah, well, I have total confidence in Dr. Ben Carson as our future commander-in-chief. I served in uniform 31 years, every continent, commanded a lot of our U.S. forces, various assignments. And Dr. Ben Carson has the right reflexes. I have worked with him for hours and days and related to foreign policy, military affairs, veterans affairs, and he gets it, and he quickly gets it, and he's an incredible intellect and study of these subjects. And so I have no doubt that he can go toe-to-toe with any other candidate and on a particular issue run circles around him, not in a 60-second debate soundbite, but in a 5-10-minute discussion, which is really the presidential competency in all this. Debating is not necessarily presidential competency. And then I would encourage people to go to bencarson.com, look at all of the policies there, and you're not looking at just somebody that's written those for him. You're looking at Dr. Ben Carson, the way he thinks, the way he lays out policy, the way he lays out details. And so that's a picture worth a thousand words. You know, you look at his health care policy, and then you contrast it with all the other candidates. Respectfully, Senator Cruz doesn't even have a health care policy on his website, at least as of yesterday. So, you know, there's a real contrast between, you know, making wild proclamations and actually dealing with nitty-gritty policy that will lead America to the moral high ground, the economic high ground, the national security high ground that we certainly need at this point.
Last question, sir, and you've been very generous with your time. You've talked about how you and Dr. Carson have fleshed out his instincts and his approach to foreign policy. Well before that, you were on his campaign pretty early on this process, maybe from the very beginning. What was it about him in general that drew you right away to his campaign?
His character, his integrity, his faith, his worldview, his ability to distill very complex subjects into common sense solutions. So I guess I would say it's It's who he is as a person. You know, you can do a lot of things, and he's done a lot of things. You can know a lot of things, and he knows a lot of things. But ultimately, who is a person? Who is a person internally? What is their internal moral compass? And then when you squeeze them, does it look more and more like a diamond, or do people fold under pressure? And Dr. Ben Carson is as steady as they come. Dr. Ben Carson is the type of person to lead us through the tumultuous years that we inevitably will face because of the lack of diligence over the last 7 years of the Obama administration.
General Deese, a lot to happen in the next few days here, and we'll certainly get a much clearer picture of where the campaign stands after 14 states and hundreds of delegates are awarded next Tuesday. Thanks very much for your time today. Best wishes on the trail.
You bet. Thanks so much. God bless you. Take care.
God bless you, sir. Retired U.S. Army Major General Bob Deese, now chairman of the Ben Carson for President campaign. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.